I'm not lenient in the Chus Shabbos of Kippur. I'm a machmir pikuach nefesh. So I said, I consider myself to be a machmir in Tzar Bale Chaim, and a machmir in the dignity of someone who's unfortunately very, very ill and often demented. I turn myself into a machmir. So you like that. All right, we're back to Chadid over here for today's Shia. Again, tomorrow is Chazara, we'll see out of the Shemaya, and mixture week from today, Zion Ado will be a Bechina. There's a lot of ground. If you think about it, since the last week, a lot of time. About 2 months, a lot of, okay. Do what we can. I'd like to begin by quoting something from Rav Moshe. This is one of the posthumously printed shubas, I should say. We won't say any more than that. Yoredei Chelek Dalet. Whoa. What is this? Maybe it's a wrong, I have it wrong. This looks like it's completely different what it's supposed to be. No, it's not. It's could be either wrong. Sorry, I have the wrong Simba number. I don't know if you can find it anyway. I don't have a Mafteach in the back. Is the Mafteach printed here? No. It's all about Hichas Nida. It's all about the case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, on that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Open to the Mishnah, please. We've been here before. So, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol Yala Marbel Livdok Benoshim Mishubachas. Now the Rosh says that it's limited to Isha Suga Bataris. The problem is that Mechaber in two places quotes this Mishnah. He's not discussing something that's Suga Bataris. So it's obviously something is a little bit fishy here. Can't be. Apparently the Rosh's opinion is not accepted. It's not accepted. So the question becomes. So we have to talk a. Check everybody. So it's like, I can't fire a Moshe, but the same thing I was looking for a Moshe. I don't think it's there. I think it's in Chelek Dalet. But it doesn't matter. I'll find the same exact Nakuda to have it straight in Shevet Alevi. Again, we have Shut Shevet Alevi that we do have. You know, the other one. Hope you find this one. Let's see if we got it right this time. Oh, there we go. Isha Shemarba Livdog. Wrong! See? He had the plates to say that's not correct, as Rav Moshe said also. Was that kinuch mi b'chutz she'ein lo lechol ayosu rak din kesem shalaguf v'shirut tola b'mavur b'simakuf sadis evov avlin ye'ein mekabal tumah b'egat tzavua yesho din kesem. Look here and there in the other place, and therefore he says you should not be looking, don't look, don't check. Rav Moshe said it, and Rav Vozna Zatzal said it as well. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah, the case where if it's through the bediko should be asura b'vadai. But if she went to the bathroom, it's only be suffic. No mitzvah to compare yourself into a situation of suffic. So therefore, what do you do about it? I found this, I never saw this in print before. I've heard people say it, I even said it myself. But this should be here. Watch this.
credit?
Yes, sir.
Isn't
any
bedika definitionally not a certain
mevada? No, a regular bedika would be mevada. We'll come to a little bit later today. Just be patient. On page Tuf Reish Sadi. He quotes from, so I must have gotten it from here. He says over here that a person, don't look at the toilet tissue. Just don't look. Throw it out without looking. Who says, Kain Kosev Igris Moshe, Yorodeh Chelek Dalet Simon Chav Ches. I guess this must be a typo, right? So I guess I just copied a typo. Can't blame him, I make it. If you search for this, I'll give you his lashon verbatim. V'ein tzorach l'ayin b'kinuach, kisagel ba'abdika shechivu lo, v'af shekol yada, ma'a v'livdek b'noshim, m'shubachat nidid af yugimel ben alef, nir b'pshitus, she'ein zeh b'beis ha'kise yachas shosso tzorachel, she'af k'sheneser osa, b'ro b'advorom yirak midin sofek, ava b'chol ofen ein malas ha'abdika zel k'sheneda dover boru, v'lo k'shiyolano mizerak in yin sofek, v'zman hazeh, Shinona Bakian Club of Maris, Umakmina Fil Kamara Ashava Vazov. That's the next topic. Shinimsa Harbe Mimasha Timsa Yasrak Bisofik and Mikhumra Vialma Vada and Mala Ribu Bidikas. And he quotes the Shaiva Lady that we're able to see the exact same thing. So I read you have Moshe Bitorish about that. Umoran Hagon we Debra scenes, that's how. That's the very much Debra scene of Rav. Umma Barabin, the public shear. The Tsavas, the Noshim Shalom Yistaklu Klaalakinuch. Don't look. Catch this now. It's very difficult, psychologically very difficult, not to look. Look what he suggests. Yesh lechabos es ha'or v'shal b'esakise she'choshech b'cheder. Turn off the lights. Now, of course, if it's daytime, then maybe you have to get a very thick window shade. Blackout. It should be dark. She went to see it. That's the Deborah Tzina. I heard it. I never saw it in print. I've heard this many times. I've even told people sometimes a little bit half semi OCD. Just turn off the lights. Take out the light bulb. So it's in print. Page off race Sadi from the Deborah Tzina Rav. I just wanted to show you this. Okay.
In Israel, there's several tissues that are like every other tissue is different colors. I think.
Yeah, that's why they do it.
I don't know.
Well, it should all be pink.
I mean, they also sell tissues that are all pink.
It's hard to find out. It used to be very common in America. Now, you go to the stores, you still get pink and green and blue tissues. I think it's against some green laws in this country. The greenness. Maybe Trump will reverse it. I don't know. We'll see. I was right? Oh. So it wasn't a typo. So that's okay. So let's see it. Okay, I read it already, but see, thank you. See, you were right, I was wrong. Whoa. When you go to Russia now?
It's not.
This is Shape of the Ladies. Here we go. Whoa, it took me out. Start all over again. All right. Thank you for correcting me. Thank you, because you were right, I was wrong. You're saying Oschavchas. It's left out. It wasn't a mistake, it was an omission on the part of the Nitya Gavriya. Thank you. Where are we? Chav? Something? Here we go. We're here. What? Next to the last one. Yeah. He says like this. Ain't so lying by Kinuach. He sagged the Babdil Shechiv was designed the key. After call Yahweh and Amish Shabbat, did you gimel? The Pshito says, Ain't there by Sakisi, Achashas, Rachel, Shaf Shenesro, Sabrova, Dromi, Rapid in Suffolk, of Etzam, I am established, Shamal, Samab, Little Gunoshim, who be made Tahara. He made Spheres the key, this is in quote. Spheres the key, Ekolech, Yubi, Bidika, Bishuli, Tor, Loshach, Lahachach, Yosim, Yadin Shakov. Interesting. Interesting. Chatchila parayim b'yom with the Eved Rambam. Okay. Anyway, v'cholov and emalas habedikas ela v'shenod davar boru lok shilom bizarak in Suffolk. Okay. Even the Torah says, after makes sphere of the marble of the Shabbachas, against what Moshe suggested, was man as ever not begin Mamaris, Shaharim, Habib Mamasha Timsa, yes, we suffer, Kumama, Ain Malar. So he says the same as the Sheva Dalit. Good. Rabbi Osai, we now switch to a Sefer called the Mishmeres HaTara. Okay, Rabbi Osai. So we mentioned that there's a discussion of how do you measure a Gugwitzvah oath. So he's a man of practical Shemensh. He actually measured. You can see this in Perek Gimel, in footnote 4 asterisk. He measured. He said, Miltstokas, she is too big. So the Alter Rebbe backed out. He used to be masking to the Miltstokas. Then he had a much smaller shear. Kefi medidas mokum lamed vav saras. Remember that lamed vav saras? Vuhu be'erech 14 millimeters. We said 19 millimeters. A penny. That's the lechem is similar, right? The milt stoker. Because of various coins that existed in Europe. He says like this. V'nirid yisona machlokus b'chozeh. In the Shah Bekigwis shall pull, Sharay Afsha in Enabaki and Beezagwis Dibu Chazal, but the Raiva, the Ramban, the Rashba said Beezagwis Afshu Yosa God on the Sharbo. As long as you find the bean, it's good enough. I'll possess Shia Miltstok, Acharab Tzvi, Vachasam Sofer, 19. Mashenkin, Im Nimdod Rak Be Adoshim, Vulamid Vav Saras, Yetia Shir Kot. How do you like that? The two aren't the same. Ulifizanira, the Kavish Kosta Vayareim, Shana the Bekim Bashir Grishalpul, can shop is on the Mokam the Khumra Kadas Hani Gonim, which is only 14 millimeters. Five Shinana Machmir be Kireim the Shah Bakshir Makolish is Maneinu, as a Mahashaka Lech of the Simla, but Kavish a Grisla Yodua, Ishla Litvus Dasa Machmir and Bashir Gris, Crazy Placey, Yabi Poskim, that's what should be. Bekomakon Kavan Shakabola Vamaisa Amudim Gonim Bahara, Ramah Hittel Shmit of Yoba Perikud, you know what that's all about? But the Rambam had a different shear for Shemitah than everybody else. He thought that there should be actually a Yovel, money Yovel, kind of Shemitah, everything different. Since the Gaonim had a Kabbalah after the Churban, we don't have it. So don't listen to me, listen to the Gaonim. What did the Rabbi say? Listen to the Rambam. Anyway, when Kubbalim anu lahakal kadasim mitztaka b'shiru ha-kotin, which is 19 millimeters, he erv shlanach nebezeh. But the Lech of the Simla, after he quotes the Milstok and Chacham Tzvi and Kimo, he says, yeah. Baal Nefesh should be more machal like the Urayim, it's Makolas Katana, even though we don't have that way. But there's a way to be machal if you want the gris cotton of 12 meters or 14 millimeters, because that's what the Saras and the Adoshim is. What do I see? Did I tell you about Rav Yonis and Steif? Who? Let's show some of the Beis Medrash over here. He quotes over Rav Yonis and Steif with a Shas of Chagodol was willing to be makel up to the size of a quarter. Anyone have a quarter in the pocket? And how can you, and have a little rule in the pocket? You have a quarter? How many millimeters? How many centimeters is a quarter? Much more than 19.
That's right.
It says 24 and a half.
A quarter is 24 and a half.
Band or
okay. There you go. What's a nickel? We have X, we have color tarakul. We have what's a nickel?
21.
So there are those, again, the Kabbalah is 19. 21 is a nickel, so I heard some people said. 24 and a half, this is only Rav Yonis and Steif. If it's Shas Hatchago, maybe it's Shir Kesem, hold on. Show it to you. What pages? You can look it up for yourself. I didn't believe it when I saw it. But I saw it. There we go. He tells you, it's a 19 millimeters. Some say 20. Better to be marked with 14 and 15. Listen very carefully. I'm reading you the words. On page Tough Fresh Psalm of Zion. Okay. Mosali Hagoyen Atzadik, Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, Rav Tekalamunus Yisro. Everyone knows Rabbi Wolfson, Rav Moshe Tzadik. ששמה מפה קודש שרב יונס ושטייף זצר שבשעס עצחה גודל ונכנס באובי הקורא לתאר עד קוורטר רבע דל ועטוס הבריס עד כאן. וואו, קוורטר, that's much bigger than a penny, bigger even than a nickel. So I'm just explaining to you what's going on in this world. Try to have a penny, maybe a dime, like a dime is at 18, I think, if I'm not mistaken. 14 or 12, we have a Kabbalah not to go to Misal Machmir. Okay, I wanted to show you, look it up later on, it's there. Fine, let's go a little bit further. Footnote 13, here I have a problem. Footnote 13. Begen over. You know, the different thick garments. What will happen in the following case? Let's see how far they're over here. Yeah. I'm not far away from. One second, please. Rebbe Makoros in Begad Ha'osui im Chorim Kimin Reshes. Reshes. Footnote 13, asterisk. Begad Osui Kimin Reshes im Chorim Nikorim. V'yesh dam al kol chelke ha'reshes. You count the air between the little strips of the reshes. We also make a gris. Why? The mechazinon shekulo kesem mechad mechuban nespashe al shetach yosem make a gris. Veindam makolas nespashe b'shetach hazeh. I don't understand this. This is a very common shaila. Sounds like a crazy shaila. Who makes a garment out of a reshes? You know, so much people make tzitzis like that. What they call the fishnet tzitzis? You know? Literally, it's a reshes, a fishnet. But then here is as follows. There are many women's undergarments that are a different color. Different color. But lahachis, right in the place where it's most sensitive, there's a white mesh. Like this. Like a reshes. I'm telling you from much experience. Oh, I didn't realize it was white. I thought my garment was blue, which it was. But right in the spot is the most sensitive, is a white mesh. So I've always calculated whatever's on the white is a problem. Whatever's on the blue underneath, or brown, or green, or pink, whatever it may be, I disregard. If I understand him correctly, he's saying, no, if it's a penny's worth, and the penny is on this, you know, it's on the white mesh, but some of the white mesh has holes, and the bottom of those holes is a green garment. If I read him correctly, he's counting blood on the green garment towards the shear of Kigris. What? We don't hold like the Machmirim who say the Beged Menumer that you count everything. Only count which is on the white, not on the blue. So if again, it could be I'm reading him wrong, but it sounds like from what I read on page Ayin Beis that he's Machmir the Shaila, the Fiani is Daiti, we should be Makel in the Shaila. He himself is Makel in the Shaila. Where? In the same Perek Gimel, earlier, footnote. Footnote two. Gris. The Machkolos is a Tamla Gzera. Ik Gzera is Ksamim, only Gris V'od. So therefore, there's no reason. The Ram never gave a reason. The Ramban never gave no reason. Why is it Shir Gris? That's it. Kacha. How do you know? Because they say like this. Shir is Eshel Gris, who Tessa Doshes. Stam, aber nimmt so gewiss, wie Josef Gottel, Yeshtem lefish yiru. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Sif Hei. What? Who cares? It's all makolet. What's the difference? No. Shir gris nozul chazal. That's it. Finished. If it's bigger, it's bigger. And so that's the mil tzedakah. Kol midas chachamim kachu. Olson. Oh, then he adds. Efshar ki bi olson zmanin. Kol hashir yosef gadol if he erech hanoshim b'olson zmanin. These people were bigger then. Al pizel on the shtal gam b'zman hazeh hashirun. Ki lo hoisek zeirosem al hashir zeh. Finished. Boom. Then he has a chasam sofer. See, we sort of put the two together. We already saw that we may have the wrong shot in the middle stock a little bit. Maybe wrong shot. Chasam sofer says different. Since it's only the taris, and now it's only the davar shebe minyan. Yeah. And we don't know if it's a big makolas. The divya mil tztaka ain't tzarech as that. Kevin shashir shagazu chachamim v'gzeres chachamim who can gris v'od v'pachas mekein lo gazru. Nafkamina. What the chasam sofer said for a shir can gris v'eid she'ain obaduk. Says the chasam sofer. Dibazeh ain't lahok ala b'shir machol shev zmanenu. Kishitoso. Rak hecha di koro mishum chumma de taras. I mean, after the bala who b'shir zeh. Chem b'eid she'ain obaduk. Di koro tum asaf ekidis to benidit af yudali for a husband. Ais mishum kesem. Don't take it literally. Hanarak she'ain o minat Torah. Uchadin nimtzal shalol achar acher. V'yim kain. B'zeh de mei koro yesh leser af lebaila. En lehok ol b'yosim imakolas shalonu. How do you like that? How do you like that? Ain't she'ain abaduk. Aber bekommt er mit Stocker der Chacham Zvi. Hasvar bezeh de kevin u gzeres chachamim. Ein lana ola mafima she gozru. Shemen lechalik bezeh. For you see what a chasam sova bezeh. Divrei Malkiel and Sharetzin. Etc. Adka. Finished. So two different shittas. I would say reshes is okay. This is you have a red sheer gris on the white strips. Can they really? Okay. Now we come in this beautiful sefer I've told you already once before about the fact that nowadays things got worse. This is footnote 15. He writes as follows. Begad ha-samach lebasim. We saw the Pesach Tshuva. So we are mekil. But you have to be careful. Summers is a hargosha. And then there's no coolness of ksamim. You have to be careful. Make sure there's no hargosha. Even hargosha kolduhu. Yeshayahu. What's hargosha kolduhu? 15. U'me'agrish shamati. Sheish lehachem v'zeh af bargosha kolduhu. L'didan. The ain bikin bargoshes. Ukfianira bomigufa. Afa goshes shall zivas dova lak samach lechutz. The chayotebo. Fichain argoshes shall mechushe aguf versus aguf. There's the hacha bechagav. A pill they ploy. She has cramps. She has to be machu for this. I don't think the minigol was like this at all. I don't think so. I just don't think this is true. How can it be? Remember, the same. Rabbi Yoshev said, footnote 14, that begad asamach lebsara, if it's less than kigris vod, it's mutter. Right? Even though we don't have makolas that big nowadays, we know where it's coming from. Why? V'nimsa agabi abegad dechula amator, shere shayach sheyir shem makolas. Chen shamati me agrish, v'hifli al machmirim b'zeh mekilim b'maris. So how can the grish who holds that it's just shayach makolos? We don't have makolos so big nowadays. Shayach, shayach. But over here he's saying that there's some kind of a cramp. Why should we machmir? Cramp should be considered hargosha b'zman hazeh. Maybe Rav Yoshev goes as far as to say, since we don't have any other hargoshas. And he agrees with what the part of Shimon what we liked, the Derech Hagosha Bekach. So he's understanding what Derech Hagosha means anything. Any kind of Hagosha means Derech Riyah Bekach, which includes cramping, you know, the stomach, backache, headache, etc., which will include even a zivas alam v'chutz, even though these things are not hagoshes in the technical sense, but they can count as derech riyasa bekach. Lenfiani is daiti. No. Derech riyasa bekach is the monthly period as you normally experience it. In ma'at mat in harbe harbe, the tipa chotchit, I hold this also. But if she has a normal period of a, you know, regular flow, has to be the flow. If it's not, even though she may have a cramp or she may have a double achim b'chutz, that wouldn't count if I thought, if I'm right. But of course, Rabbi Yosher says differently. That's what he says. Okay? Okay. In fact, Rabbi Yosher went as far as to say, in footnote 19, based on what he said, there should be no kula tzemem b'zmanein. Nothing. 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 Footnote 19. He writes like this. Look. Ha'idna ein b'kiyin b'agasha even after Shuv Yaakov said 300 years ago that there's no Neshot saying about Gosha, oh my word, that's not a Derech Riyah, will allow the coolest of someone to apply, but Gosha Kodu Zibazavolach Mibachutz O Mechusha Meherek. Oh, so it's not what I said earlier. No. I said before, Shat and Rabbi Yoshev, that itself is the agosha, the headache, or the tavolach b'chutz. No, that's what he's saying. He's quoting over here. If you had a headache and you had the lach b'chutz, maybe you had a real agosha too. But according to what I said before, it's not so, because there's only one. We have no real agosha. It doesn't exist. We have neither the rice because Derek we have begot. That's a dam b'shefa. So again, Rabbi Yosher said what he said, but I thought we have room to be a little bit more makel than that. It's interesting if you look. So what will happen? This is all parvus mikigris. That's what he's talking about. What about the other two kulas, the magic kulas, savua or ena makabel tuma? What do you do with them? You're going to knock those out as well. So I finally he talks about it. Footnote 23. Asterisk. Look it up later in this beautiful seva. Im hoya hagosha koldu she yada mehayatzia tummy. Kvotz the base man. As long as you knew that it came out before you saw it, you knew it. Tummy. Wow. Wow. He's talking about a situation of ena makabel tuma. Why? What Shmuel say? But this is with Beis Meir Kuf Pei Ches Dalet. But go karka olam. For lo malo amat isha she yotzei mimen adam shlo b'agosha tahora. Elavadai kol she yodas me'ayetzia I evshe b'shum ofen shlo b'agosha she zegufa agosha hi. What does that mean? If she knows about it, that sounds like the Shalom HaKadosh. But the Maram Lublin says that is incorrect. Sounds like you didn't know it came out till you saw it. Wow. Same deal of the base man. The fiani is daiti. What do you mean yoda? You felt something coming out. Who I know what color it is. You didn't know anything. You felt something coming. It could have been a clear liquid. How do you know? He makes a big deal over here. He says as follows. The famous word is nimtza. We spoke once before. If you didn't know what color it was until it came out, that's also called nimtza. The fiani is daiti. Came here really. It's called nimtza. Now here's what I told you last week, which Kimmy didn't like. And your question's a good question, but I'll read it to you from inside, because no one believes me. Tzivonim writes as follows. He says, Yesh mi shemachmir be'oros atzvuim bidei shamayim shlo nasa behem kli. 44. Botka karka olam. Eina makabel tuma. Ay, karka's brown. Light brown. Yeah. Daf Samach on the base. Ma'aseh nimtzu dam al zayis. Zayis is tzavua. Must be different. Suan mi briyasa. The Rambam says kli tzivonim and choshim v'kesa. Only kli tzivonim, which were obviously painted. And that goes Maimon, he says. Big day tzivonim. Says the Chochmas Adam, Oros Hatzvua Midei Shamayim Mitamah B'Negoyim Ava B'Begodim. No, Ein Chiluk Ben Tzvua Midei Adam or Midei Shamayim. Interesting. So what Chochmas Adam meant that Oros Tzvua Midei Shamayim Lo Nas Mehem Kelim Ala Kamo Sheheim Ho'ol V'Lo Nishtanu Kamo Shehoyu Lo Nas Mehem Kelim. And the Bechlal Kula Tzivonim. It's like Karka, all these ice. Kli Tzivonim, but Big Day Tzivonim, yes, but not this. Alright. Like when it's Rias. You see Klar, Smochim, Karka, Gufa Isha. The woman's body is not white. There's no Kula Tzivonim. Not like, short Kashas now, I'm reading it inside. We should kosu shekesa my nimsa abasar isha kushis and a makabal tumma. Means but. And it seems to me that the Batamina has the kasha last week, but so what? If the reason is because you can't discern the blood, in those days anyway, so what's the difference? You have to say, call me this chacham kachi. You're right. If you can't, obviously, if you can't discern the blood at all, you're in a chenami. But as much as that we can, because we're not bucky between the hemi and the domim, so you have to be machmir. I don't see a better way out of this because the riots are pretty good. Otherwise, it's going to be a bit of a problem. Okay, now there's another interesting leniency. Listen to this. It's from a gavaldik. Watch this. Bimei libuna lo tilbash tzivonim. Bebegodim asmucha legufa. You can't wear colored undergarments. Aliyesh lishma levonim. We're white garments. Uvamakam tchak, tzara gadol, shkosh l'litar, tisha l'chacham, ket linak bimei libuna. Footnote 50. What do you do? Look, he says, she wears tzivonim, there's room to be mekel. Kiveg is mekel to wear tzivonim. It's only being mekel in a shas tchak gadol. Zok er. Isha kazu, yichola lilbosh pad lovan katan, pochas megimot tvacham agimot tvacham, sama lagufa, ena mekabot tuma. Then he said, of course, because he's not a Yashiv, both had bikeno lebegat ade sikas bitachon. That's a Yashiv's thing. You have to have a space safety pin. Wear more makeup like that, you can put it with the adhesive tape. Uvezeh lechulialma shaper dami, as opposed to a colored garment. Ain't no kamala mayim in Eiser. The davish and the mekabel to lechuli amator. The gam yesh kan a lover shemavchinin al yado im yesh to ria gemura olav. Or you wear light pastel colors. Bishasotcha. Better wear pants. Okay. Mefurish. Not only that, but he writes over here. This is footnote 64. At the end, as follows. Do you do a bedika if you have a kesem? He quotes Gedolei Aroh. In Bevadai Roh, so Begufa Roh Tzimol Livdok. L'chol HaPochas Kol HaTashmish. Befrat, Bofa Kazer, Regilim, Raglayim, Bedova, Shom Begufa, En Lahal HaMayim Izeh. Kol Shkim Emtsa Shivin Akim, and Rasho Es Lahal HaMayim Iksam HaMelu. Elam Kane, he regisha balula lekalkal. That's my debedika. I guess means to scratch yourself. But lobotka hakaf larosa Torah. What's mutter is mutter. Oh, he writes as follows. So you really should check as much as you can of shivin akiyim. For the some poskim that we explore, right? Chavdas v'etayin. So say even ibuli agosha. And he says v'chein kosa v'ramban bilchosa v'sofo. I'm not sure the Ramban said that. The Ramban said that. The Ramban is a review course. There's a review course in the Ramban. You know, you see that? The last parak. Ramban should review. Look at Hilchos Nida Bekitzer. I'm giving some ladies to that Meshul Shovavim. He's finished Mishpatim, so giving us a Shashir review course. I'm sure it's not half as half. Not. Can't compare to the Ramban's review course. See the Ramban's review course? Where is it? Here it is. Perry tested the review course. He claims that's what it says. I don't see anything here. This is the Shimon Hakim. He claims that the Ramban in his Chosu B'Sofo says that even Shtam Shlo Bagosha would knock out the Shimon Hakim. Where's that? I don't see it in the Halacha Chavez, where it should be. What Chav Gimel? I'm not seeing what exactly he's referring to. Maybe what I just read is what he's referring to. It's not clear to me. He just throws it into the mix. We don't pass it this way. After Rav Moshe told me before, from his mouth to my ears, we don't pass it this way. Not a Chavazaz, not a Sibir Tav. We don't pass it that way. Good. So we're running out of time. I'm going to skip all the way to footnote 99. Skipping a little bit out of the Tlius. Suffix Samim Lahokil. Okay? So what if it's a Suffix Dam? You're not sure. Let's take a look in the Sidrei Tara. Remember in the Sidrei Tara, we haven't opened any Svarim yet, except for the Gemara at the beginning. We'll come to the Gemara again in a minute, we hope. But the Sidrei Tara is in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sivkata Nun Beis. Here we go. So if cotton and base is less than 2 pages, so it can't be that bad. It fits on 1 page in front of me. What does he quote? A suffek tseva, right? You're not exactly sure. Is it red? Is it not red? What's the din? What's the din? What do you do? So, somewhere in here, the Sidrei Tara says, look, it's only a kesem, it's only a stain. So Suffolk, the very beginning, I think he says, about the famous case of the Shevet Hamam, which I'm not going to go into right now. We don't know how to do Shevet Hamamonim. Hoyev shalahokal b'Suffolk tzev eldam. So the Levush is machin b'Suffolk, because the Suffolk is sorin yediya. He says, Idna, second paragraph, Shrichi tuba nashim shoaf and avak v'tabak, they're smoking, I don't know what they're doing exactly. Crazy, and if something falls down on the beged, etc., etc., it's a bad thing. They hug the baby with a red towel, and then the baby is matul mayim, and the tzeva comes to the wee. Vakol lefiraos ein hamore. And there was a suffix again. He says twice, hakol lefiraos ein hamore. So then you have to paskin. In a case where you can be makel, in the case of Suffolk. The Rambam says so. The Rambam says so. What Rambam? Let's take a look at the Rambam. That's what he claims. Here we go. What does that mean? Etc. etc. He starts off by saying, in the case of Suffolk, it's okay. So the Rabbit says, no, Zeno. Ram starts off by saying, when this topic is okay. He says, that's not true. It's not true. If it's unresolved, we should be machmir. So the Mishmer Satara says no. Safek dam. So it's, you can't check it. It's Safek Rabbanan Lekula. That's all. He quotes the Chachma Sadam. Watch this Chachma Sadam. Chachma Sadam. Where are we? Beis Hanashim. Motza kesem tada safek tmei safek. Lefaneinu the bedika kaimel bechal davar shu tmei tzur bedika and the bekiyin lived up nachem safek. Alam nevat kodem shiro achocham v'nadasim bayim b'kigris alo v'odam alo yosef b'ksam shu drabonam azina l'kula.
I like that.
Saf b'ksamim is a rabbi keeps on your tongue. B'ksamim shomim l'hakil. Can you imagine that? You weren't sure. So every time a bedikah after you machmir, so the kesem says the chachma sadam, you can be makir. What if you can check it out in a lab somewhere? You might talk about that over here in a lab. Why not? If it's blood or not? Venera. This is footnote 99.
Isn't the chachma sadam machmir on the subject blood or not subject blood? Like
the lost. He is, but if it gets lost, then it's okay, because you should be able to figure it out. It's machlus, it's on your deal. There the afim ayde ma'abada efshal levara adover emudam obutzeva olichluch kevin shlo niten dover zel lebir el rak al mumchim biyose machshirim yisuyamim shebiyadam ein chil delech levar etzla shenu benimtza lechol echad finished v'chenem eitzel achokam abaki yesh lusafek emudam olichluch levarach yesh nisbuch azel letar. Mama, she's a bucky, and you can't tell. It's a kesem. We can be making. If you're not a bucky, then it's a chesaron yadiyah. Go to someone else who knows more. That's what he says. It seems to me, this is really a question of a suffix gomer. Right? But she says, I touched something red. It's not a suffix, I mean. I had more than one case where she said she touched something red, and we pulled out my famous chemicals, and I pressed the button, magic, and it turned blue. It really was blood, contrary to her mistaken notion. So, be careful. Oh. Now, when a woman gets an aid bedika, you usually buy them in the mikveh. That's what you usually get them these days. So if you take a look at Perek Dalet in this beautiful sefer, footnote 9, he writes as follows. He says as follows. Our kvisa gets rid of everything. But then he says, as far as in the footnote 9, Komine nekudos ktantanos admumios ushkaros vechadome nira shelazeh afa kvisa lo chashiva kibodim shri achar akvisa tolen abgodim emekomas megulim sheinem nekiyim klam ekolmen. You hang the laundry out to dry, in the old, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you hang them out, you know, if they don't have dryers. It's a little mashu of black or red could have gotten on it. You have these little nekudos. So therefore, in some cases, we can attribute the red to that. And he says over here, in footnote 11, if you buy the koneh edim, the base of rekakas chadoshim, betovim, and becheskas bedukim, af legabe nekudos elu. Not always. I've seen women that had the buy bedika course, assuming in the mikveh, you know, officially fikla. They bought the official Shoshana, whatever they call it, Bdika cloth, and there's still a mashu of red, especially a red thread. Red thread, you can tell you get a magnifying glass. You get to that when it's called Maris. It's a red thread, go that little tiny red dot. I think I've seen it. Now, we only have a few more minutes to go. We close this sefer and open up Pischei Das. Pischei Das. Okay? Pischei Das. The very beginning, Perek Aleph. A couple of typos here, but that's nothing you need to worry about. Footnote Chaf Hey. On top, he writes as follows: the Dina and Aktina Kedasa Mekilim, about Samach Lepsara. Okay. Or Pomas Mekagris, etc. Achzos Bomas Shukesen, below, in quotation marks, Riya, below Hargosha. We already pointed out, there's a Kesen, and something a little higher than that called a Riya below Hargosha. So he writes over, Kain Hora Moran. This is what Rav Eliyashiv was making on Ksamim. Omnam, im roa dam zav mimena. I've had these cases. The woman went to the bathroom. She mamish saw some blood coming out of her own body. Afilim omer shlor gisha, tmeya, shem re'iya shalo b'agosha, ve'ein on inyan nekesem animtza b'mokom shavadim amigufa. V'chein hichmim moran, v'chein gam l'shemotza dam b'bdika, shlo b'omeg afilim b'kolshu, sh'af al pi sh'ein kakashash agosha is eight, akema sh'osa mokom b'duch, etza makoles, me'ikora lo hikilu b'chein. So now there was the machmir in the case where it, you saw it coming out, but he's even machmir in a case of an external wipe. Why? Also makom b'duchu, etza makoles. Ad kan Rav Eliyashiv. Of course, it's a problem. There's a problem, gentlemen. What's the problem? The problem is, we should say it as follows. Shouldn't we say that the garment may have something else on it? What do Rav Moshe say about a kinuach? Kinuach typically encompasses a wider area as well, not just a teeny area. So no. So let me share what it says over here. I'm looking over here. If you want to look at some of this safer, it's page Chaf Gimel. He writes, Isha tzricha lehezor v'lakov achad ameho. You have to be cognizant of what's going on. Chadesh lo yavo lehikosha b'yisr. Certainly when this iskarev's man re-estimate and he do so, she tzricha lakov v'liros in itmeis. She b'riyazun itmeis b'daraisa. Uchimavu medivrei Rashi anal, To the contrary, chova lehalakov ladas al shigia riyosa. Trichalakas limtso as a derech amas imolon. The mighty makav al niyar akinua chatanos miraglayim shetulbash biyomim asmuchim lezmaks lebegat shenikar yesh bodam. Don't wear black because the black is just covering up. It's covering up. It's you have to be so careful about this. Okay. Now, it's interesting. This is follows. In footnote Lamed Hay, in this sefer, quotes from Rav Eliyashiv, based upon a Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We did give it before. Please turn to Yud Dalet Amud Aleph if you don't mind. Please, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The very first Gemara. V'nechush dilma dama kolesu. What's it going on? Mishnah, right? What did Mishnah say? Derech b'nos Yisrael misham shos mishnei edim. Echad lo v'echad lo. Frek the Gemara. V'nechush dilma dama kolesu. What's it talking about? Eid shalo or eid shalo? Says the Tosfos Rosh. V'lechush. The end. What does it say? Mastista Kotana Chayavim Bekorban Am Ve'od Shekeima Shenimtza Al Shalom Velo Al Shalom Mistabra Kidam Akolasu. Oh, that's when Al Shalom Elo Al Shalom Nimtza Al Shalom. We're not told about Akolas even without the Gemara's Svara. What's my answer? And Rav Zera also Malkum Bodek Wetzel Makolos. So Rav Moshe said, if the Kinuach extends in a wider area, then we can be make it, be told about Makolos. And Rav Yoshe says, no, no way, no. The Gemara's question over here is only about Eid Shalom. Then the Gemara discusses, is it Bodek, is it not Bodek, also Makolos. When it comes to Eid Shalom, even if it extends to a wider area, nonetheless, we should be machmir. Who says so? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ra'o. Right, Ra'o's Lashon is, Avonim al Shalom. Let me show you the Lashon of the Ramba, the Ra'o inside. It's by, I don't know if you can find it. You'll have to help me out, okay? Erika Bias, it's Bias Zion, Shah Dalit. See if I find it. I missed it. The Lashon of the Ra'ah, if you can find it, let me know. I'll just screen it if you can see it, what I'm reading. The Lashon of the Ra'ah is, quote, Avol nimtza al shalah pshita tlotola b'dam ha'koles keivan d'shchichi b'damim dilotei ma'achi ein l'cha isha t'meya ayadei b'dika ele b'dam k'gris. Is it here? Read your whole citation. Anybody? Should be here. Yeah, I found it. It says, "V'neichosh t'madam akolasu, Igor appears without the nimsal shalom parich." The metamin and afil leachas man. The nitzal shalom, the nitzal shalom. The came and the candy, the mitli b'dam akolos. Didam begufa, the gufa b'shalom. Have a mishtakach b'shalom mishtakach. Have a nitzal shalom. Pshita milos and lo tol b'dam akolos. Came the shchirim b'damim. Tilo al hey machi en lachisha tmeah de b'dikal b'dam kagris v'od like a merish b'dam akolos. The vare la kol begufa lo tini b'midi. It's against Rav Moshe. He says Rav Moshe gets all these rishon. Remember Rav Moshe we spoke about last week. We have Rav Moshe right over here. Simon Yud Zayin, we saw before Chav Ches. This is Yud Zayin Yud Gimel. He considers Rav Moshe to be a dochak. To tell you the truth, it sounds right to me. What Rav Moshe say? Whoa. Oh. Can't find it. In here, Rav Moshe says, which we spoke about a while ago, that the only time there's going to be a problem about Bedika, the Ra'o has to kasha, you'll never have it. With less than Kagris, you'll never have it. So Rav Moshe answered, referring to a case where we did a Bedika, and she's Mechavenes, to only have the aid go in to the Osamakam, and nowhere else. find it over here. It's supposed to be here. Oh, no. I made a mistake. But somewhere we had Rav Moshe once before. Rav Moshe is someone is very careful with daptek, they shouldn't touch anything on the outside. That's what he says. Oh. Again, we mentioned before, what's the point of being marba livdok? Rashi says, "Not shemeshubachas the top Rashi gimel v'alef shemitol kach lo osa de sovik tuma ubala lo osa yisura." You have to be careful. You have to you can't just ignore things, especially before the period, right? And then there's the following chiddush, which I want to end the shiur with a disagreement. Not that I want to, but I beg to differ. Right over here as follows. Motza kesem mashma uti. Significant. Al begodea avshim itzad adin ena metam alsa. Kegon shenim tzai the big day tzivonim o al dover shenim bekabu tumu. Mikol makom kshayesh mokom lochus shayesh la kesem shiyotza eze hemshich. Me a royal lachus bedika liro semena tmeya. Royal o lishamesh hachetivdok mechashashi izborach hakach shoyza tmeya. Mem Gimel, Kein Hori Rabbi Yashiv. He quotes the Mishnah Yud Gimel, Chovas Bedika, shouldn't be Isa Nida. That's what we saw in Rashi. In Kein Kalva Chomer Advarim, Kishero Adam Al Begodeo, Afal Pishem Metame Osanak Moshu Al Begat Tavua and Mekabel Tumo, Akshakayim Chashash Shem Dam Memes, Yim Tasa Bedika Timotei Dam, Timtzu Dam Vesachitzon, Chaygav De Bevade Olea Livdo. Umatzino the hedge but divi achronim shahuvul el kabizimas davalach. Even though it's not considered to be Hagosha Doraisa, nonetheless, imagishnimas davalach, shvicha livdok, imzav dam ametameosa. Vlorminon shikema chain to Hagosha, uchematomelo timsa dava ametameosa, mkain enkatuma doraisa, vain shvicha lochashlo klau. Haina. Afal pish is sovim shen kach chashash to rice for lagosha shul shi tos in mech lagosha shichas pia mokor etc. Yeah nonetheless they hold yesh b'dem me ein reyusa av shi ktana rechoka shi chol ala hoyer al tchilas pia sa orach the period v'lchein chivu es ha'ish al livdok lahotzi mich lakol sofer ken ka adova ka v'chomer im shi shvim cheskes maritor v'ein ha'mech lagosha shichas livdok kol shkein Shetzricha ledok sheyotza megufa dam kashir yosem mikagris al begat savu etc. That's what he says. That's what he says. I don't know. I thought it wasn't true. Chir prisha yes, bedika no. I told you this before many times. Prisha, absolutely. There's another thing which I want to final point is on page Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin. The Ramah said famously in Kuf Tzad Ivav, she should wear big day tzivonim to save her. Remember that? Look what he says over here, unbelievable. He says like this. He says, true, the Ramah says that she should wear big day for latzila miksamim. You know when? That's only if the ksamim are coming from the outside. What's going on? The Ramah says, page Lamed Zayin. Okay, let's look summit. That means as follows. They can be makil. They will mark it to avoid the tumor deraisa. The makil shloti tama bechina makas dam shloba begufa einucha mitasha makolus etc. Mashakosim ramah shadumash beitzivon and lo aisa kavanaso yilatara midama yosef begufa below agosha. No. Shrei kol matoras tumas ksamim hoysel the hafkin bedam shos lo argosha. For the yomar amol lino bagona panogash mevatelus the gamres lakonas chazal. Ale bechreach kavanaso hoysel she tilbash tivonim tilamono mi litame de dama all alova mi mokom acher. In the old days, kine vecharakim. That's true. I don't know. I thought that they could wear begotten sivan to prevent you from any kind of dam, whether it be from some outside source, whether it be shalom b'hagasha. Yes, I agree. As I just said a minute ago, if it's something red on it, is it Easter of, is it a prisha? Not chiyuv b'dikah, as he would have it, a chiyuv prisha. And if it's 24 hours past and there's nothing, then it's an all clear. We spoke about this before in the past. We'll stop here. Mishnah tomorrow, shiur, regular time. Hope to give shiur regular time the whole week. I hope that the changes won't happen this week, I hope. But there'll be a chazara straight the rest of the week. Next Sunday, Zion Adar.